Iranian protesters remained defiant Monday, with students staging sit-ins and some industrial workers going on strike, despite a crackdown activists say has left dozens dead and hundreds more imprisoned. Videos posted on social media show protests in the capital and other cities over recent days, with women burning headscarves and shouting slogans against the Islamic Republic. The unrest erupted more than 3 weeks ago over the death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian woman of Kurdish origin who died following her arrest by the notorious Tehran Morality Police, who enforced the strict dress rules on women, including mandatory headscarves. Venezuelans on Monday waited as rescuers searched for the more than 50 missing persons who were swept away on Saturday by devastating floods following heavy rain. Rain on Saturday night swept large tree trunks and debris from surrounding mountains southwest of Caracas, killing at least 25 people and damaging businesses and farmland. Houses, shops, and other structures in the area were fully or partially filled with mud and other debris carried by the water. Rising suicide rates among active U.S. service members have forced the Pentagon to review the military's mental health protocols, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many service members fear coming forward, and those who do find themselves fighting through deep-rooted stigma, bureaucratic obstacles, and internal pressure to stay on the job. A 2021 study by the Cost of War Project concluded that since 9/11, four times as many service members and veterans have died by suicide as in combat. Last year, the Army issued fresh guidelines on how to handle mental health. The Pentagon has created an independent committee to review programs. At the same time, a network of military-adjacent charitable organizations has tried to fill the gaps with a variety of programs and outreach efforts. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.